My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. And depending upon where you are, it is either beautiful sunshine or pouring like crazy. My guest came from the other half, the pouring like crazy part, and so she had a stressful ride to get here just in time. So we are glad that she's here, and we're going to let her blood pressure get back to normal. And so I'll tell you more about her, give her a chance to settle in. We are, of course, on three stations. If you're listening on 95.9 or 106.9 on the Treasure Coast, and it's Monday night, we're live on True Oldies Florida. Of course, we're on Our Heart Radio, Alexa, Echo, TuneIn Radio, anywhere you want to be. We're online, we simulcast, we are everywhere. Of course, if we're on Long Island, if you're listening there, it's Wednesday night. And so none of that applies to you because the show is on tape. But we are, in fact, glad you're here. We have an interesting show tonight, and I'm excited to do it, and I've been looking forward to it because, honestly, I expect to learn a whole bunch tonight about a service regarding Medicare that, frankly, I didn't know much about until my guest called me to talk to me about it. Sylvia Gaddis is here, and she's going to explain how you can get the most out of your Medicare benefits through a program she's going to explain to us. She's also going to tell us about how to understand your rights under Medicare and how to navigate Medicare and how to talk to and about things that you may disagree with some of the findings of your Medicare provider. Honestly, it is a very, very interesting show coming, so stay tuned. But first, before I get to Sylvia, I want to thank Regency Park Independent Living in Vero Beach for hosting me this past week. We had a great group of people. We had lots of questions, and the people could not have been more gracious. Most people won't be able to hear me this week, but I'm talking a bunch of times, mostly, however, in Jacksonville. So if you're up in the Jacksonville area and you want to hear me, let me know, and we'll be happy to tell you where I'll be. On May 29th, I'm going to be at Abbey Delray South at 2:30, talking about the difference between normal aging and Alzheimer's disease. So if you have time, I encourage you to come. Abbey Delray South, it's a wonderful community. It's terrific. It's right off Linton in Delray. I'll be there at 2:30 talking about the difference between Alzheimer's and normal aging. And I'm excited to say that our workshop for family caregivers with dementia is beginning on June 1st at Barrington Terrace, which is right on the border of Boynton Beach and Delray. It's just a tad north of Woolbright on Congress. We're doing a family caregiver workshop. We only have one or two seats left, but it's 5 weeks. The fifth week, I'm excited to say, will be Dr. David Watson. Dr. Watson is one of the nation's foremost researchers, clinical research specialists, and he's going to bring the people who attend that. And if you can't make the first four, you should at least make that. We're going to open that up to more than the people that have registered. We have good registration. We only have a spot or two left. If you have interest in that, call me at 561-630-1620. That is my office number. So much for season being over and it being a slow time of year. But now to my guest, which is really what you're tuned in to hear. Sylvia Gaddis is an outreach specialist for KePRO. Am I pronouncing that better? KePRO, which is covering the state of Florida. She has a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration from Jacksonville University in Jacksonville, Florida. I will be there tomorrow. Sylvia has been in the field of service to seniors in different capacities for over 20 years. She started out in claims with Medicare and over the years has provided education to the elderly and to their caregivers about Medicare benefits, quality improvement, and healthcare fraud, along with services and resources available to those same people. In her current position, she prepares and presents educational programs and resources to make stakeholders, providers, and Medicare beneficiaries and their families aware of Medicare rights and the role of the Beneficiary and Family Care Centered Quality Improvement Organization. Sylvia, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott.
I'm glad you made it on time. So I have been struggling, even to myself, in how to describe exactly what KeePro does.
Okay.
I've been talking to a lot of people about tonight's show, and frankly, they don't know anything about what you do.
Okay.
And I know it has to do with advocating for Medicare recipients who have issues with their healthcare processes. But that said, why don't I turn it over to you and let you explain what KeePro is and what it does?
Okay, thank you so much, Scott. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
I'm happy to be here and try to make people aware of what is going on with KeePro. We are actually a part of, or you would say contracted by Medicare to provide these services. So any service that we provide for the beneficiary is free to them. Doesn't cost them anything. It comes along with their Medicare
free
benefits.
Free is every one of my listeners' favorite F word. I just want you to know.
Good, good. And it what we really do is help seniors and, well, and I say seniors, but there are other people on Medicare besides seniors, but help with healthcare issues that they might have when they're not getting, want to make sure they're getting good quality care from Medicare providers, definitely. And so we provide several different things that allows them to just kind of speak their mind about what's going on with their care. We provide a helpline that they can file complaints about a healthcare provider or practitioner that has that they feel like they're not getting good quality care.
And I don't want to interrupt you. That's any Medicare provider, right?
It could be
a physician. It could be a hospital. It could be a skilled nursing facility. It could be anywhere they think they're having reason to complain, they can call it. I just
Correct.
Want to say it's any Medicare. I'm
Correct.
Sorry I interrupted, but go ahead.
And I also want to say, too, that the services are available for any type of Medicare that you have. So if it's the fee-for-service Medicare, the regular original Medicare everybody knows about, or the Medicare Advantage plans.
Oh, that's interesting. I thought it was strictly Medicare.
We will take calls.
See, I told you I was going to learn something.
And even if you have Medicare as a secondary insurance, maybe your retirement had an insurance benefit and Medicare is secondary, like with the veterans,
right.
Medicare would be secondary. So anyone, any kind of Medicare that you have, you can take advantage of the services that KeePro provides.
So that's interesting. So you've answered one or two of my questions already, but and we talked about it being free. How come nobody knows about you?
Well, what's the easy way to say it? Because we are contracted by the government, of course, we have to watch the funds that we get in and make sure that we're using them to the best of our ability. And a lot of times that doesn't say that we can, you know, like pay for advertisement or sponsorships and that type of thing. So what we try to do, and me as an outreach specialist for Florida, is work with not only trying to go places where the beneficiaries will be, but partner with organizations and volunteer programs that are also doing this so that if I can't be there, maybe someone has my information to be able to make people aware of.
And that is, in fact, how you and I connected through the Area Agency on Aging, the Aging and Disability Resource Center. So I know that you personally are based in Tampa,
right?
Right? Or
that's
part
right.
of the world.
That's right.
So you travel all over the state. You must be a busy lady because people don't really know much about KeePro. And it's a program that they really need to know more about because they can impact the quality of their care for the better.
This is true. This is true. And what I've tried to do, and I'm going to give a shout out now to my friends at Shine, because they have been very helpful with getting the word out as well. Because they have different counseling sites that they go to on a regular basis, they've requested that these sites post our flyer for people to see on bulletin boards and that type of thing. They have also received some training, at least to know or understand what we do so that they can refer people to us as well.
So just if anybody doesn't know what SHINE is an acronym for Serving the Health Insurance Needs of the Elderly. It is a government service manned by volunteers. Actually, I have SHINE, if you're a new listener, I have them on the radio every year right before October 15th. Why October 15th? Because that's open enrollment for Medicare, and I always have a specialist come on. The SHINE people give free advice about Medicare Part A, Part B, Medicare Advantage, Part D. They are unbiased. They don't have a dog in the hunt. They work with you to give you the best information possible. They do remarkable work, but they are not alone. People like Sylvia, my guest tonight, also does wonderful work in helping people get the kind of help that they want. I wanted to clarify something. Is this an agency of Medicare? Is it separate and apart? Are you governed by CMS? And does it even matter?
We are, KEPRO actually is a for-profit entity of its own that has several different government contracts through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So for us, now I cover Florida, but for the quality improvement part that we do, we actually cover 33 states plus the District of Columbia. What's interesting for me is that I only have Florida. Some of my colleagues, there are 10 of us. So some of them have 3 and 4 states.
Wow.
So I feel like I'm, you know, even though Florida has quite a few Medicare beneficiaries, I feel like I'm at least I can keep up with one state as far as how things are done from program to program. So KEPRO has actually been in the business of quality improvement for quite a few years, maybe a good 20 to 25 years already. So, and for people that might or think they've heard some of this before, KEPRO actually came to Florida or became the, took on the multiple states in August of 2014. Prior to that, the Quality Improvement Organization, they had one per state.
Right.
And so when KEPRO got this contract this time around, at least this is the way that CMS wanted to open it up, they changed it from being just one big quality improvement organization to one that handles just the beneficiary and family side of the business. So it's kind of, that's why we're called a beneficiary and family-centered care quality improvement organization.
So if you're just tuning in, guys, this is Sylvia Gaddis, and if you're on Medicare, and many of my listeners are or have parents who are, you really need to continue to listen. So because you're about quality improvement, you're about people getting their rights, about getting a higher quality of service, just so we can drill down for people, what are some scenarios that are examples of the kind of situations that you see that you can help with? Because that will help people understand this better.
Okay. The first thing I talked about was the quality of care complaint that you could call in and complain about a provider, a Medicare provider, and it, as you said before, it could be a doctor's office, it could be a hospital, it could be a home health service, any of those type services. And if they feel like they're not getting good quality care, and examples I use, especially with for the doctors, it may be they've been misdiagnosed with a condition, or they've been given the wrong medication for a particular condition that they have, that would be looking at the quality of the care that they're receiving at their particular doctor's office. The same goes for things that could happen in the hospital. It may be something like, you know, people are always getting, what is that, that bacteria eating?
MRSA
or something
C. diff.
Something like that, because that's not something that they went
they
in with.
Get, right.
Because of being
I have a doctor who said,
hospital,
why would anybody go to a hospital? There are sick people there. But your point is well taken.
Right. So you're looking at something like that. That's the quality of their care. I always tell people, you know, it's got to be something that's going on with their condition or with their healthcare that we will take the complaint about. And when we do, there are things that then we look at, because we have physicians that review the patient's medical records. So in calling us with that complaint, you would actually need to give us permission to request your records. Once that physician kind of looks at that, what they're looking for is that particular provider is providing the standard of care for the industry, for whatever services that they're providing.
Right.
And if they feel like they're not, they may put them on a quality improvement plan. They will, where they're monitored for looking at the services that they provide, you know, then kind of looking and going
so
along.
Do you have enforcement ability?
Well,
is that it more
would
recommendation?
Then be, that would be then CMS's determination. So if we start with the quality improvement plan, if they don't follow the plan, or they're doing the same thing at the end of the plan as they were when we got the complaint, then CMS takes over, or Medicare takes over, and determines whether what kind of, I guess you would say, remuneration that may come about, whether they would still be a Medicare provider,
right,
and that type of thing.
So you do carry some power and juice. The reason, yes, I'm asking is, you know, I'm in a provider business too. I don't ever talk about what I do really on the show. But look, people complain sometimes about stupid things and things that they have no right to complain about.
Right.
On the other hand, people have legitimate complaints. And so there's also different agencies depending upon where you are. If you're in a nursing home, you have the ombudsman office. Mm-hmm. You have ACA. I don't know if you interface with ACA, which,
yes,
is the
do,
state agency. Mm-hmm. You have CMS. It's really hard for patients, all right,
to know who's
with
called,
legitimate gripes, to reach the person who can help them. So I guess that's why I was drilling down.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually get, when you show up, people respond is what I'm guessing, right? Not,
yes,
you personally. You have a team.
Right.
You're the outreach coordinator. But there are people out there who, so you can affect change.
This is correct, because really all of our reviews are based on the patient's medical records.
Right.
So it's the provider knows who we are. Maybe they're not, maybe they don't know the name KeyPro exactly, but they know the quality improvement organization.
Right.
So any call from them requesting records and that type of thing, they have to comply. That's a part of being a Medicare provider.
It's really fascinating. I'll drill down more on that as we go. But if you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom, here tonight with Sylvia Gaddis, who is an outreach specialist for KeyPro. KeyPro, which I am learning at the same time that you are, is an organization that can help you get everything that you are entitled to from your Medicare provider, be that a physician, a skilled nursing facility, a hospital, a Medicare provider, in-home provider. They are advocates, and they're going to help navigate. And we're going to talk about the navigation program as the show unfolds. It's a free service. It's not really run by CMS, but it might as well be, because they can really affect changes. And Sylvia is here explaining to us exactly what KeyPro does. We have a whole lot more to ask her, but if you're listening on 95.9 or 106.9 and it's Monday night and you're on the highway and the weather's not treating you fairly, please be careful. We want you to listen for the rest of the show. Of course, if you are home already and this is a fascinating subject for you and you have questions about your Medicare and the quality of care that you're getting, or other questions that you might want to ask, you can call us, 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client. Because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620. Or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us. Yes, oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Sylvia Gaddis, who is the outreach specialist for KEPRO. Sylvia is explaining to us how you can, frankly, get the most out of your Medicare benefits, be it traditional Medicare, Medicare Advantage, Part A, Part B, even if your Medicare is secondary. Many of us question the care that we're getting on. Sure, perhaps, about the care that we're getting, want to be sure that we're getting the best possible care for our Medicare dollar, be it Advantage or traditional. And KEPRO is a service that really advocates for somebody who is questioning the quality of their care from their Medicare provider, regardless of who that Medicare provider is. One of the largest providers of Medicare services are hospitals. And since I have myself been operated on six times in the last 3.5 years, I know a whole lot about getting into a hospital and a whole lot about getting out of the hospital. Getting out of the hospital is usually an incredibly rushed affair. They tell you an hour or two before you're leaving that you're leaving. All right, and then they show up with a long list of rules for you, and the discharge process is at best challenging at times, given the fact that the reason you're in the hospital is because you were sick. So if you don't have somebody with you and understands that, there can be problems. And I know, Sylvia, that's a particular area of focus that you care a lot about. So let's talk about the hospital discharge.
Okay. Just as Scott said, it can be very challenging. The hospital stay by itself, even the admittance to me, because you've got all these papers that you sign when you're coming in and that type of thing. And then you kind of put those away in the drawer by the bed when you get in there, because, of course, you came in sick and don't really feel like at this point reading through all that material. Right. Well, as I said in the previous segment, all providers that are Medicare providers know who the Quality Improvement Organization is and what we do. And one of the things that the hospitals are required to do is give you a notice that tells you that upon discharge, or when it's time for you to be discharged, it is possible for you to appeal the discharge with KEPRO, or with the Quality Improvement Organization, if you don't feel like you're well enough to go home when they're telling you you're going to go home, if you don't feel like you have services in place at that point, so it won't be safe for you to go home, if you don't have anybody to help you at home, and you're going to need some more services and that type of thing. So in filing that appeal with KEPRO, it stops the discharge immediately.
Really?
Yes, it does.
Wow, that is, I can't tell you how important that, I mean, I really learned something incredibly valuable.
Exactly. And I say this about the notice because the hospital actually gives the notice, or at least most of them, that's one of the things that they do, is give the notice along with all the other
right
papers when you're admitted. However, they are supposed to bring it you another notice when they know that you're going to be discharged.
So, Sylvia, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I can't tell you how many times in my career in the healthcare industry where I've had clients or friends or somebody in the hospital, and they always say, I'm not ready to go home, and they're sending me home. I'm not ready to go home. I don't want to go home. I have no, just what you said, I have nobody at home. Mm-hmm. I haven't been home. I don't feel well. Now, I've always said, start screaming safe discharge, but I never knew that they could call you, and it stops the discharge right away?
It stops the discharge, and I always tell people, please at least tell whoever it is that's telling you or brings in the note, if they do bring in the notice, because I'm hearing a lot of them.
Yeah, they don't.
They
right?
still don't.
Nobody's ever given me a notice. I've been discharged 6 times. That wasn't an exaggeration.
Okay. And if they don't give you the notice, and that's the thing. That's another reason I'm out here trying to, you know, find different ways to tell people about it. And one of the things that we've talked about among ourselves, among the outreach specialists, is that radio, you know, a lot of people kind of listen to the radio, especially seniors, or right. you know, they have their programs that they listen to and that type of thing. So we've been trying to move in that direction and find places or find shows that are talk shows or interview shows to get the word out. If once you tell that person who comes in and says, oh, you're going to be discharged, or they have the notice, if you tell them that you want to appeal the discharge, then they cannot send you home.
And how long, for how long?
Well, the process is that once they call, once you call KEPRO, they will then turn around and request your medical records from the hospital. And they'll definitely take into consideration what you've said and also review the medical records, whatever's there, because people always say, well, they may not put everything in the in right. the medical records. So they're going to take, you know, into consideration what you said about being released at that point. Well, our review usually takes about 48 to 72 hours. But that's getting the records.
Right, sure.
And somebody, you know, turning it over to somebody to review. And so we're looking at 2 to 3 days that it may take. And Medicare,
which may be the difference between feeling better and not feeling better. That just by itself can be, because that is an incredibly serious problem that I don't think people fully comprehend. The rush to get people out of the hospital. I'm not taking anything away from the hospital. They have reasons that they're doing the things that they're doing. But if they're not telling you that if you question your discharge, that you can appeal it, mm-hmm. that's kind of not good. So if you're one of those people, how do you just ask for the appeal sheet, or how do people reach KEPRO?
Yes. They can ask for the appeal sheet. I also have information that that we try to give out. Like I said, I work with Shine, so when they go out to their affairs, you know, events and that type of thing, they take some of my material with them. But let me give you our toll-free number.
Toll-free number.
is 1-844-455-8708.
Let's repeat that for
everybody. And that is 1-844-455-8708. That is the QPRO office for Florida and several other states.
So, and that's not just for a hospital discharge. That's for anybody who wants to reach QPRO for any complaint?
Right. That's the general number. Okay. So then they will, depending on what they tell the person when they call, they will get them to the right department.
That's great.
But and then once, like I said, once the call is made, someone there from QPRO is going to turn around and call the hospital, request the records, go through the review process. And like I said, it may take 2 to 3 days. And in the meantime, then maybe you're feeling better at that point. Maybe some arrangements have been made that you can, you're able to make some arrangements for someone to be there with you. And Medicare pays for those additional days, no matter what our decision is. It's a possibility the physician could say, yes, Mr. Greenberg should have gone home on Friday. But
the hospital is reimbursed, and so it doesn't cost them anything. Medicare will pay for it. So we don't have to take that as an exception. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. And I am learning a lot tonight. I have no doubt that you are, too, with my guest, Sylvia Gaddis, who is the outreach specialist for QPRO. She is explaining your rights under Medicare, and we've been talking specifically about hospital discharge. That was a very, very important segment. We have a whole lot more of importance to tell you, too. But if in the interim you have questions, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960, 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm here tonight with Sylvia Gaddis, who's the outreach specialist for QPRO. a service that helps people get the most out of their Medicare benefits, regardless of what Medicare you have. We do have a caller on the phone. Michael from Palm Beach Gardens is on the phone. So, Michael, welcome to the show, and what can we do for you?
Thank you for this informative program. Here's my situation. I'm 71 years old. I currently have a Medicare Advantage plan. However, I don't have any supplemental, and I'm considering going with Medicare as my primary come the fall when I could change over and possibly pick up a secondary plan. Because Medicare is accepted everywhere, as opposed to right now I'm in an Advantage program that it's an HMO, so I'm limited with their with the doctors that are available. I cannot go out of network. But with Medicare, every doctor takes Medicare. Is that correct?
So you or me, because I can answer that too. But I'll let Sylvia answer it first, and then I'll chime in.
Thank you.
And I think basically yes, most doctors do take the traditional Medicare Medicare plan. I understand what you're saying, that with the HMOs, yes, you're limited to not just the doctors, but other specialists and that type of thing that you can receive services from. So it is a little easier. I just can just say, even for my mom, she's on the traditional Medicare with the secondary insurance as well. And it's been easier. We did try the Medicare Advantage, but it's a little easier with the traditional Medicare plan.
And Michael, I'll tell you that I talk about this all too often because I'm on Medicare myself. People do not understand the limitations of Medicare Advantage. Every September, right around open enrollment, your mailbox gets filled with these beautiful brochures that tell you about things that are just like Medicare. No deductible, no copay, no premiums. They throw in drugs sometimes, gym memberships, and if you buy before October 15th, they'll throw in a ticket to Disneyland. I'm not taking anything away from Medicare Advantage. They are perfect for many people, but they are not Medicare. Medicare is much more uniformly accepted. An example is myself personally. I had spinal fusion surgery a few months ago. I did it in New York. If I was under an Advantage plan, that would not have been an option. I would have had to use their doctor in here. The only thing I'll caution you, and we've mentioned Shine a couple of times, which of course Sylvia is not a member of Shine. I would call them anytime, get ready for the open enrollment October 15th through December 7th. The only thing is, if you have a significant medical history, when you originally take Medicare, there is no underwriting for the supplement. Where after you're coming off an Advantage plan, there may be underwriting for your supplement. So that is something to consider. Again, I don't know your personal circumstances, and certainly I'm not asking them, but that is something for you to consider. Okay?
Scott, the other question, if I get a supplemental, how costly is that?
So
you know, besides Medicare, I understand would be taken out of my Social Security, but if I do opt to do a supplemental in addition to Medicare, what would you recommend, or what would you recommend I consider?
Well, since I'm not going to recommend because I don't sell it, I am going to tell you there are different plans. And Shine is the perfect resource. And I'll tell you how to reach Shine. They're at the Area Agency on Aging. They are a volunteer organization. They are at 561-684-5885. There is an answering machine that picks up. Hit zero, ask for Shine, and they will talk you through what your options are on your supplemental, what the costs are, and how to do pick the best one for you.
Differences. So it's 684-5889?
5885. 684-5885.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. What a informative program. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. So
okay,
if you're just... if you're just sitting in, Scott Greenberg, oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom, here tonight with Sylvia Gaddis. Sylvia is the outreach specialist for KeyPro, a wonderful organization that can do so much for people with questions about whether they're getting the most they can out of their Medicare benefit, be that a Medicare Advantage, be that a traditional Medicare, and regardless of what provider you are using, whether that is a physician, a hospital, a nursing home, a home health company, whatever Medicare provider you're using for. If you have questions, you're not sure you're getting the best possible care, and as we learned in the previous segment, if you're afraid you're being discharged from the hospital too soon, KeyPro is a number that you should know. We're going to give that number to you again. It's a service you should be more aware of. And as soon as we come back, we're going to talk about so much more. But if you have questions for my guest about your Medicare benefits, 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're so glad that you're with us tonight. If you're a regular listener, we're glad that you are here. If you're new, this is Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We're every Monday night, 95.9 in Palm Beach, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. It runs the gamut. It's not always a medical show. Last week, we talked about strokes. Tonight, we're talking about how to get the most out of your Medicare. We cover a whole host of issues. My guest tonight is fascinating. It's about a service that I didn't know existed until really she called me and reached out to me. She is an outreach specialist, and she used her outreach to reach out to me and to implore me to ask her to come on the show. And I can't tell you how excited that I did. Sylvia Gaddis is the outreach specialist for Kepro. Kepro is a service, a company, I don't know how to describe it best, that can help you get the most out of your Medicare. If you think that you have some questions about the quality of your care, about your access to all of the benefits that you think you're entitled to, if you think you're being discharged from the hospital too soon, or somebody is not being responsive, the medication isn't the way it's supposed to be, or if you have an immediate need, and we're going to talk about the immediate need thing right now, Kepro is for you. And I want you to get a pen handy because we're going to tell you how to reach them if you have a question. So, Sylvia, a couple of questions. Sometimes a Medicare beneficiary might be in a hospital, maybe too sick, might not be in a condition to reach out to protect their own best interests. Can somebody reach out in their on their behalf?
Yeah. Yes, they can. Now, they can have their own personal, if it's a family member or even a neighbor. It doesn't. Somebody that is a representative of that Medicare patient can reach out to Kepro about what they're going through. That they don't have to have a power of attorney or anything like that. What we will do is once the call is made, send them a form that'll have to be signed that gives them the right to talk about their situation.
A HIPAA release.
Yes.
No, it's interesting. We're talking about HIPAA in 2 weeks here. I'll explain.
Oh, okay. Anyone can actually help them. Especially, you think about some seniors that have, they've tried to stay at home and maybe their neighbor looks in on them from time to time or something like that. So it could be the neighbor or it could be a family member or something like that. So they can do that. But what's also good is that if they are at home and they've heard about Kepro, we do have something called an immediate advocate that will, if there are some little things that maybe can be handled over the phone, some immediate something that the patient's having problems with. Let's say, I always use this because it's the easiest. Their medication runs out. They don't have any more refills, right, but they can't get to the doctor right away.
Right.
So if they give Kepro a call, our immediate advocate will help them. They'll be a liaison for them between them and the doctor's office. They'll make the calls and talk to them about the situation and see if they can get some additional medication called in for them until they can get an appointment set up to get there.
That's fascinating. And also, we live in a multicultural society. If somebody's Spanish speaking or another language, is there help available?
Yes, there still is. We have translation service. So whenever they call, we do have a service that we go to, and it is just about, as far as I know, any language that someone speaks, they'll be able to get someone on the phone that will be able to interpret the caller's concerns.
So I'm going to switch gears now because I want to give you enough time to deal with this because it's very important. The navigation program is new and kind of different than Kepro. So can we explain what that is?
Sure. We have a new service that's called a patient navigation program. And as a part of this, I guess you would say, it's not a phenomenon, but everyone is looking now at person and family or patient and family engagement in the healthcare arena.
Right.
So not only are the insurance companies, but the physicians, the hospitals, everyone is looking to be able to engage the patient and their family better in talking about their care. So part of what we have done, or at least CMS gave us some additional space to do, is a patient navigation program. So we have a navigator that will be assigned to a patient if they call and they need some help. Let's say they don't have anybody at home that can help them. Or let's say they're being discharged from the hospital and those services that haven't been set up for them need to be set up by someone. They will enroll them in the program and follow their care along for up to 60 days.
Is that also a free program?
That is also a free program. Really? And like I said, it is away from what we have done traditionally. Right. But calling in and just saying that, well, I have this condition I was just diagnosed with. I don't know much about it. And I'm trying to, you know, get some more information and find out what I need. They will even kind of help them through that condition, help them understand the condition a little better, and help them engage more with the doctor. Give them questions, you know, help them with questions that they need to ask, and that type of thing. Just any kind of help that will help get them through this particular situation and get up on the right path of their
Well, and that's really important given the focus on readmissions and trying to prevent readmissions.
Exactly.
I mean, this is really important. But I think it needs to be said and it needs to be clear, you don't actually go into the house and provide services in that
no,
regard.
We don't.
You help them navigate. But how do people register or sign up for the navigation program?
All they have to do is call in.
Call in.
They call our number, and let me
Let's
give you
give
that.
The number again.
Let me give you that number. Is a toll-free number. It's 1-844-455-8708. This is our main helpline number. And if you want to be a part of the patient navigation program, just tell the person that answers the phone that's what you're looking for, and they will transfer you to that unit. And they will then, like I said, enroll them in a program, assign them to a navigator or assign a navigator to them. And they will ask, you know, some of the questions. They have a set of questions that they're going to ask. To find out what's going on with you and what help you need.
That's great service. Great service. So if you're just tuning in, you've missed an unbelievable show, and I'm sorry that you did, but I have good news for you. You're not out of the woods. You can hear it because we podcast. Yep. Either tonight or tomorrow morning, sometime we'll pop up, on the podcast platform. Just search OMG. I'm getting. We'll be there. You can listen to this show or any others. Of course, if you're not a podcaster, you're not out of luck. We put it up on our website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Of course, if you don't have a radio, and many people don't have radios anymore, you do have a smartphone, so there's no excuse not to listen because there's an app for that. It's called TuneIn Radio. TuneIn Radio. And you can set a reminder to listen to us every Monday night at 6 o'clock when we go live on 95.9. Just search for WSVU here in Palm Beach, and we will be there, WSVU, on the TuneIn Radio app. Of course, we simulcast, so if you have a computer, you can also listen. We simulcast locally, nationally, and around the world on www.trueoldiesfla.com. Next week, of course, is a holiday, but we will still be here. We won't be live, but we are going to be replaying a show that got a lot of very positive feedback. Dr. Leonard Hawk. I'm going to replay that show. Dr. Hawk is with Trustbridge Hospice. He is a compassionate and passionate advocate for living the best life possible, no matter how long you have left to live. It was a fascinating show. I promise you, if you missed it, you should tune in next week. You will not be disappointed. In 2 weeks, Dr. Jackie Bay, a doctor. She's not a doctor. She's an attorney. Attorney Jackie Bain will be here talking about HIPAA laws. We all hear about HIPAA. Nobody has any idea what HIPAA is about. And it's more than just the access of giving information to somebody other than yourself for your Medicare. It's there to protect us, but also to make sure that you get the best care possible. And so much more. I've heard Jackie speak at a seminar recently I was fascinated by her subject matter, and I'm sure that you will be too. So in 2 weeks, we're going to be with attorney Jackie Bain. Please tune in. Of course, I want to remind everybody that our five-week series begins June 1st for those who are dealing with somebody with dementia or Alzheimer's. If you're a family caregiver, we're going to be at Barrington Terrace. That's right on the border of Boynton Beach and Boynton Beach and Delray on Wolbright and Congress. It's a wonderful, if you're struggling with a family caregiver, as a family caregiver for somebody with dementia, you're going to want to be there. And the end of that, we will have Dr. David Watson, who is, I think, the foremost researcher in the United States doing clinical research, and he's right in our backyard. And I will be talking about the difference between Alzheimer's and normal aging on May 29th at Abbey Delray South. The five-week series is from 2 to 3:30 each week. The Abbey Delray South presentation will be at 2:30 on the 29th. But in the few minutes I have left, I have a couple more questions for my guest. Jackie, you've been a wealth of information. You're not Sylvia. God, I'm confused. Sylvia Gaddis is here. She's the outreach specialist for KeyPro. Sylvia, you've been like just a wonderful guest tonight. So I think one of the questions that I have for you is some people don't know who to call. We said that earlier in the show. We talked about the fact that, you know, the ACA or the ombudsman or, or, you know, the hospital itself. What is going on? When should people consider reaching out to KeyPro? What is it that would make somebody or should make somebody pick up the phone and call you guys?
Well, of course, the first thing is if you're being discharged from the hospital, that is the one of the main ones. I think that's the one that people remember the most because that has been an issue for people being released from the hospital too soon and having to be readmitted. So that's one of the things. And I think too, if you just think if you're not getting the right kind of care from whatever provider you're going to, give us a call. It's something that, you know, people have a lot of different things going on with their healthcare issues. If they need some help and don't have anyone at home to help them, that's another thing that would make
them
call
navigation KeyPro. Problem, right? So it kind of, it's like instinct, right? If in your gut, you think that you're not getting the best service that you could possibly get, that's when they should pick up the phone.
That's right.
And I want to remind everybody that this is not just traditional Medicare, right?
That's right. It could be somebody with a Medicare Advantage plan. If you have Medicare as your secondary insurance, you had a retirement insurance, or veterans have Medicare secondary, or they go on Medicare later. Anyone with any type of Medicare can take advantage of our services.
And Medicare Advantage.
I do have to say, though, that the patient navigation service is specifically for the traditional Medicare patient, because Medicare Advantage plans have that as a part of their services.
Right. So. And your service, we have to remind everybody, is 100% completely free.
That's right.
Right? So people want more information. Let's give them the number again.
The number is 1-844-455-8708. That is, and we're available Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the weekends and on holidays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Voicemail, you can leave a voicemail and someone will return your call the very next day. And as we said before, translation services are available. So anybody that speaks any other language is able to call in and we'll be able to help them.
And because I think it's important, if you want to go online and check out what KeyPro can do, it's www.keyproqio is Quality Improvement Organization.com. www.keyproqio.com. Sylvia, you're just a wonderful guest, and I'm so glad that you made it here tonight. I'm sorry you had difficulty getting here, but you gave us so much information. I learned a whole lot from you. So I can't thank you enough for being here.
And thank you so much for having me.
So if you're a regular listener, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are here every Monday night live on 95.9 True Oldies, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. If you're on Long Island, 103.9 Long Island's Talk Radio. We replay Sunday mornings at 7, so you can always pick us up again there. We're here live every Monday talking about issues that confront boomers and their parents. It's really important. Again, if you're a regular listener, we can't thank you enough. If you're new to the show, please come back. We have fun, and we give out good information like we did tonight. So I want to thank my guest again, Sylvia Gaddis from KEPRO. She is the outreach coordinator. And to all of you, Scott Greenberg, oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. Stay dry, stay safe. We'll see you next Monday. Good night.